All right, welcome to the Free Stretch Memorial Day Weekend Edition. I am Bobby Fenton coming at you here to get you ready for a holiday weekend. And this is a podcast available on joebucksfan.com, the finest place on the web for Bucks information. But that's just it. It's on the web, which means you guys could be anywhere. And I love that. Anywhere in the world you could be listening to this. Although I have a feeling we have a higher concentration of people in the Bay Area and Florida altogether. So as we approach this holiday weekend, two things. First of all, you know, Memorial Day and the meaning of it gets kind of butchered by a lot of people. But Memorial Day is just that, Memorial Day. It's in remembrance of people who have died in service to the country in various ways. So it's not about the troops, quote unquote. It's about troops in general who have passed away in service, yes, but not all troops, and others who have passed away in service as well. So there's that. And then number two, you know, as we're out there doing whatever it is we're going to do, you know, you've got the three-day weekend, you've got the Indy 500, which I still care about a little bit. You've got, well, no Lightning hockey, no Stanley Cup Game 1 Monday night, at least not for the Lightning. But whatever it is you're going to do, there's going to be a lot of weather if you're going to be in the Florida area. That's a stupid thing to say. Florida's not an area. It's Florida. If you're going to be in Florida or anywhere in the southeastern United States, then expect a lot of rain this weekend. Just be safe, be responsible, whatever you're going to do, all your parties, things like that, you know. Of course, with the weather, I don't know how much this is all going to go according to plan, but I've got stuff going on. I'm sure you do, too. So there's that. But before we get to the weekend, before we officially ring it in, we got a lot to get to on the show today. I'm a little bummed out. You know, this is a Bucks podcast from a Bucks website, but if you know me, you know I do some other things. I used to do radio in this area, and I still do some radio-like things besides this podcast. Been doing some stuff with Lightning Power Play, which is an online radio network that the Lightning run, and was doing a bunch of pregame shows for all the playoff games. And man, was really looking forward to that Stanley Cup final. Really disappointing loss for the Lightning on Wednesday night in Game 7 against the Capitals. I know a lot of you out there are probably Lightning fans as well as Bucks fans. And that's just a tough one to swallow. Really thought this was the year the Lightning broke through. Still think they can do it, though. I mean, they're going to be good for a while, I think. And so, you know, that's the way it goes. There can only be one. There's 31 teams. But I did see the commish at Game 5 last Saturday at the arena. Got to meet the lovely Holly. And, man, that was in and of itself worth the price of admission, which for me was zero because I got comp. So, you know, either way, though, still awesome. And I had a great time. Now, with all that said, though, you know, I haven't beaten people over the head with much anthem talk on this show, and I'm not going to do it today either. Frankly, I never thought the issue was worth talking about. I never thought it was that big of a deal. I still believe it should not be a big deal, but I continue to be saddened and unimpressed by our populace in general. And so it is a big deal. Mainly because the NFL owners have allowed it to become one, and because some people have been squeaky wheels, and they've gotten the attention they were seeking. And I'm not talking about protesters either, I'm talking about fans. But I'll touch on it here real quick since it's been in the news this week and it's a whole thing now. And I don't think it's going away now after I thought it was going away before because of the way it's been handled. But anyway, point is, I never really got into this on the show before. Here's my thing with the anthem, just so we have that out there. All right. I think it's absurd that people care what anybody does during the anthem. And this doesn't mean I think you should like it. If it's off-putting to you, that's fine. But the very idea that people are so bothered by what anybody, not just the players, but what anybody, a guy going to get a beer or getting up to take a whiz or a guy who doesn't take his hat off in the state, like that bothers you so much, to me is absurd. And I've always found that, and this has held true pretty consistently over the years, the people that thump their chest the most about America and being faux patriots and the people that are always, with all the rah-rah stuff and the troops and this and that, which are all good things to say, by the way. I mean, you know, they're just, they're so common and so general. Again, it seems silly to me, but the people that are the most rah-rah and in your face about it are usually the ones who get America the least. And so here we are again now with this anthem thing. The people that are the most, oh, you can't do, you show respect and you will stand up. And this is America, and if you don't like it, you can get the hell out. You know, those people, they're the ones who want to see it like mandated that you stand up and this forced fealty and basically all this stuff that you would get in a place like North Korea. Like, that's what they want. And they're the ones that are the most Americana of all of them. Oh, yeah, the troops, baby. Toby Keith, woo! You know, that type. Those types of people. And they get America the least because the whole point of America and any other of many free countries that there are is that you don't have to do that. No one's going to come put you in jail. No one's going to come do anything to you, or at least they shouldn't, if you choose not to do something. It doesn't mean I think you should like it. You may very well be off-put by it, and that's fine. I mean, it's totally fine. I'm talking about the people that want to actually institutionalize something to make people act a certain way when it comes to the flag or anthems of the troops or anything like that. Which is the very antithesis of what it is that troops fight for. And it makes no sense to me. I just don't understand it. Now, I get the whole argument about company time and all this and that and the other. And again, I wouldn't tell you, hey, you should have no problem with this. If you have a problem with it, that's fine. But to go so far as to suggest measures be taken, again, it's the exact opposite of what we're supposed to be doing here as Americans. You want to sit down during the anthem? You can do that. Nothing's going to happen. That's actually true freedom. I know that escapes a lot of people out there. So, when this whole thing started last year, or a year and a half, however long ago, was it 2 seasons ago now? I don't even remember. And there was a little mini uproar at first about it, but I really felt like throughout the course of this past season, the issue was really just kind of shrinking in the rearview mirror. I mean, some guys still did the protest, some guys didn't, but it just wasn't a big news event every week like it was at first. And I thought that was fine. But again, that wasn't good enough for the NFL owners who just felt like they had to act. And I retweeted a tweet from Drew McGarry earlier today, who's a writer for a number of outlets, but he does write for Deadspin, among others. And he said, you know, I thought the one thing about being a multi-billionaire was that you didn't have to care what anybody thought anymore. But the NFL owners are proving us wrong because they're really, really just, to me, overreacting to the whole thing. And so they've made rules now about how teams are going to be held responsible and there could be fines. And then you've had some teams like the Jets say, well, you know what? We're not going to allow any fines to reach the doorstep of our players. Ownership will cover all that. Players are still free to do whatever they please. To me, that's the proper take. But again, we can have differences of opinion. You don't have to agree with me on this. And it's a totally valid opinion if you don't like that and you're again, put off by the whole thing. But where I do draw the line is the people who, you know, want actual measures taken against these guys, which just pretty much proves the point of why they're doing it to begin with. And I don't think the NFL bargained for the reaction they would get to their reaction. And so now a story that I thought was kind of fading away, I think, is anything but. And now I'm really, really actually interested and curious to see which players and which teams do what in week one. And I was really hoping not to be curious about that. I was really hoping to have forgotten about all this by then. But I guess that was too much to ask, and now it's a big-time story again. But, you know, I've run into this issue myself, not on the level of the player protest, and I am not a protester myself or anything like that. And I'm not going to pretend I've been persecuted in any way. But I do some work, if you don't know. I do some part-time TV work, not on the air. There's a reason I do radio and not TV. But I do some stuff in crew work, like graphics, things like that, in operations for sports television. I do a lot with the Rays broadcasts. usually for the out-of-town teams, not for the Rays broadcast itself. Same thing for some Lightning games, and I do just, you know, some general sporting event stuff. So when I work the Rays games, and I do games, and I'm the one that does, if you watch a game on TV, that little score box in the corner of the screen with the count, the runners, ads pop out of it, the radar gun, all that crap, that's me. Like, I do that. Not every game, but for some games. Just a little part-time thing I ran into a few years ago when I was still in radio and just kept doing because it's pretty easy money for what I have to do. So anyway, I do that. Now, one of the things about that is I sit in the TV truck outside the Trop. It's actually in the tunnel underneath the Trop. And once the game starts, I have to be in the truck, like, doing it for the whole game. So a lot of times what I'll do is I will go to the media dining buffet they have at the Trop for Rays games and get some dinner beforehand. It costs $10, and I can go in there and eat, and everybody can do this. This is everybody from the broadcasters to the newspaper guys to TV guys to people that work for the team. Pretty much anybody who's there in any media or team capacity, you can go eat at the media buffet. It's okay. It's pretty good, and it's a, you know, how many workplaces can you go just grab an all-you-can-eat buffet square meal like that? It's actually pretty nice. It's one of the perks of the job. And $10 is a great price, I think, for something like that. But anyway, the point is, you know, games usually start at 7:10, and you're going to be there till about, you know, 10, 10:30 sometimes. So what I usually do is try to eat as close to the first pitch as possible. Because if I go in there and eat at like 4:30 p.m. or 5 p.m. or something, when I'm first getting to the arena, then I'm going to be hungry again by the third, fourth inning. So I try to get the dinner, you know, I'll get there at 6:15. So I go and eat sometimes when they're singing the national anthem at the Trop. It's usually about, you know, 6:55, 7 o'clock. Game starts at 7:10. So what will be happening, and this has happened not every night, but on a handful of occasions, is I'll be wrapping up my meal right as they're starting the anthem. And people, I mean, again, I just think people are really weird about the anthem, and I don't get it. I mean, it's two different schools of thought. I understand, you know, not everybody's the same. You're just wired one way or you're wired another. But it amuses me, actually, how worked up people get. Like, I could care less what anybody does during the anthem. And I kind of don't understand why anybody would care what I do if I'm not disrupting anything. But anyway, they start the anthem. There's TV monitors in the press dining room. It's not facing the field or anything. And this kills me. They'll start singing the anthem, and people in the dining room will stand up and like they're in the crowd, like, and stand for the anthem and stop what they're doing, and it's on TV. Like, do you do that at home when you're watching on in your living room at home when they're doing the anthem? Of course not. My rule for the anthem is, if you're near or exposed to the primary source of audio from that anthem, then you stand. Like, if you're present for the anthem itself, then you're there. Yes, you do your normal thing, whatever that is. But when you're in a secondary location and you're not getting the direct audio and you're watching the anthem on a monitor or something like that, then to me it is kind of silly to stand up and pretend that you're actually right there. But these people in the dining room that do this, so what'll happen to me is I'll be finishing my meal, and it's like 5 minutes till 7. I gotta get down to the truck. Like, I can't stand there and wait. And this especially happens when we play the Blue Jays, and you got O Canada and the anthem. So now you got like literally like 3 minutes of just standing there when it's like crucial minutes ticking off. So a lot of times I'll wrap up my meal, and I'll walk out as they're doing the anthem. And I don't do, you know, I don't disrupt anything or make any noise. I just literally leave the room and walk out of the room down the hallway to the doorway to the stairwell to get back down to the TV truck. So I've had a couple of people before, when I've walked out during the anthem, glare at me. I've had one person even reach their hand out, and this is an older guy, one of the ushers. I would never actually like get upset about this to him, but he actually like grabbed my arm and tried to get me to stand still while the anthem was going on. I was like, no, thanks, dude. I gotta go. I'm gonna be late. I have to get down to the TV truck. And for all you people out there saying, oh, Bobby, if that's what you do, then you should wrap up before they start the anthem, and then you go, but no, screw you. I'll go whenever the hell I want. And it's not a disrespect thing. It's not, I mean, it's not even like we're in the arena, the actual stadium where the anthem is happening. And no, I'll walk down there whenever. Now, I'm not taking a knee or anything like that. But again, if I did, so what? So who cares what anybody does? Like, That's my thing. It's not about even who's right and who's wrong. It's about who cares. Like, who cares? And think about why you care about something so unimportant so much. You can stand for the anthem. No one's telling you to sit down. No one would make you sit down. If they did, then I would have a problem with that on your behalf. But if someone, as long as, again, I don't think people should yell things out or be disruptive or things like that, then, you know, that is disrespectful. Just like I'm not religious, but when people are praying, I try not to yell, even though I don't bow my head and all that stuff. But, I mean, as far as who sits, who stands, what players do what, get the hell over it and stop making a big deal out of it. But that's not, you know, there's no way that would ever happen in this country. Again, our advanced citizenship has a lot of advancing still to do. So, here we are now with a policy, and we'll see how this goes. But it'll be a whole thing. There's going to be more news about it. It's going to be more in your face. Some people will like one thing about it. Some people will dislike another thing. The point is, though, what I was really hoping for, and what I have a feeling most of you were hoping for, is that we just move on from it, which I think we were doing before all this happened. But, again, heaven forbid we actually just let things unfold and give people a little freedom and give people a little respect to have differing viewpoint. No, we got to, someone's got to be all right or all wrong, and we got to make rules about it, and it's a whole thing. So with that said, whatever you do, whether you sit or stand, and I'm not going to get into the whole thing with the protest and what the guys are protesting about, although I think, again, it's pretty telling that all this stuff goes down on the same weekend that guy from the Bucks, and I don't pay attention to the NBA. When I say the Bucks, I mean the Milwaukee Bucks. The video comes out of him just getting absolutely mistreated by the police. Kind of, again, just ramming home the point of what a lot of these guys are protesting about. But whatever, even if they weren't, even if they literally had absolutely no base for protesting anything, the point is, you can do it just because you can do it, because it's supposed to be America. So that's why, I mean, I'm not trying to even get into who's right and who's wrong about the genesis of the protests. But I would advise you of this. If you're one of those people that gets all worked up about it, and you're one of those people that's like, damn right, now those guys will learn their lesson. They're going to stand up, or they're not going to be there. Yeah, woo! You know, if you're one of those types, I would just ask you to think hard about what America's supposed to be about, what freedom actually means, and then kind of go from there and maybe let that take you to the conclusion that it's pretty silly to get this worked up over what people do for the anthem. It is Memorial Day weekend, as I said at the top of the show. Take some time during the three-day weekend. Maybe you know somebody. Maybe you have people in your family, whether it's elders, I should say. You know, like my grandparents both fought in the Korean War, actually. And they did not die in the war. They died as old men, you know, later on. But if you have elderly family who passed away, or never got the chance to become elderly, I guess I should say, because they passed away in service, or more recent generations, whether it's Vietnam or Iraq or Afghanistan or whatever it is. Memorial Day is for people who've passed away in service. You know, so that's what it is. And that's why I had a problem with when MLB, and I don't know if they're doing it anymore or not, but I thought it was kind of silly when Major League Baseball would wear like camo uniforms and stuff. Like, Memorial Day is not that type of holiday. It's almost like we've got this thing where everything's just going to be, we're just going to go all out with just troop-related, you know, paraphernalia, no matter what the actual holiday is supposed to be about, or no matter what the actual day of observance is supposed to be about. And I think they've scaled that back now and done something a little more muted, which is what they should do. So as far as that goes, there's my piece. New kickoff rules are official now. I think we talked about that last week. Vita Vea is now signed. A couple of picks are signed, actually, for the Buccaneers. And as we get down to it here, and this comes back to the Lightning season ending, you know, that kind of had us all, or at least many of us, I wouldn't say all of us, but many of us, especially in the Tampa Bay area, kind of had us wrapped with attention as it was, you know, the rhythms of the hockey playoffs. And the hockey playoffs are fantastic, and I'm one of those fans. I'm going to watch the Caps in Vegas. Absolutely. I don't understand people who their team loses. I'm not going to watch anymore. My team lost. I can't wait to see the Stanley Cup Finals. I really wish it was the Lightning, but it's great television, great drama. I always say sports is the ultimate reality television, and the NHL playoffs are some of the best in sports. But now that the Lightning are out, we can turn our attention more toward football. Of course, the Rays will be going on all the way through September. But this is when we officially hit the off season. In spring football, if you're a high school football person around here, that's over with too. We got basically June and most of July to get through it. Now, if you can get to the season opener of Ballers, that always is kind of like the unofficial beginning of training camp for me. I'm a big fan. And now we've got our team in Hard Knocks, the Browns, which is going to be pretty exciting. And once the Browns drafted Baker Mayfield first overall, it was a pretty good bet that Hard Knocks was going to look their way. And, you know, obviously we had the Bucks doing Hard Knocks last year, so everybody was real excited about that. That ended up being kind of underwhelming, I thought. I was wondering, like, oh man, this is going to be so cool getting to see my team as part of Hard Knocks. Really neat stuff. Can't wait to see it. And it was kind of cool, like, seeing a few local landmarks, like that one time when they showed Jason Light and some of the front office staff at the press box. You know, that was kind of neat. And a few other times, guys driving around town or doing things around town. But other than that, and maybe your experience was the same as mine, Hard Knocks last year didn't feel that different from any other year. I mean, we knew the players a little bit better. It was cool to get to know some of the Bucks players a little bit better since there are players. But it didn't, again, feel that much different than watching any other year of Hard Knocks. So a little underwhelming last year, I thought, after all that. And, of course, the season itself was also quite underwhelming. And then you've got now the Browns. But I am interested to see, and you know, we have a team that was 0-16, to see the psychology behind how they approach training camp and their attitude. Kind of interesting. Of course, Baker Mayfield will be kind of interesting, and on and on and on. And then we got training camp. So, you know, I keep telling you guys this. We're going to have a lot of fun on this show. I'm not going to take a lot of your time here. It's a holiday weekend edition. You've probably got 1 foot out the door. But we got about, what, let's think of the calendar here. We got one more week left in May. June, 4 or 5 weeks, part of July. You know, we got like what, 10 weeks? We can do 10 weeks standing on our head. We're going to have fun. And then once training camp starts, it is on. In the meantime, if you want to email me, and I'm sure a lot of you just already have bailed because of your, you know, and I do the same thing. If someone has a take I don't like when it comes to this political stuff, which is why I don't get political that often, a lot of times I tune them out, I unfollow them on Twitter. I just don't want to hear about them. I do it too. I am guilty of it too. I'm sure a lot of you may have wanted to do that after the first part of this show if you haven't already. And the only other thing I would say is what we have to get better at is, I don't know what it is. We've always had people who disagree. I mean, that's completely normal. But it seems now that we can't accept it anymore. And again, I'm guilty of this. And maybe you just didn't know enough before. Maybe we know too much about each other now. But now, like, if people have, you know, like when I see somebody's like an Anthem person and they're all into the, oh, you can't, you better stand up and that's it. And you're not going to argue with it. It's America. You know, I unfollow them on Twitter. I just completely tune out of them. And I don't know if I have changed or if we all have changed or if I just, you know, didn't know that about people before, where now we know people's opinions on everything because everybody can make their opinion available. I mean, it used to be you'd only get these opinions from people in intimate conversation with your buddies, and you knew where your buddies stood. But they're your buddies. I mean, I have buddies who probably feel opposite of me, and we don't really, it's not a big deal because I know them already. But when the only thing you know about a person is a negative take or an opinion that you think is horrible, and you don't know anything else about them, it's very easy to just tune out and just say, I'm on this side, you're on that side, and screw you. And I do it too. I really do. And I'm working on not doing it. Hopefully, you're working on it too. And if you're not, hopefully my show today can help you start. But in any event, again, be safe this weekend. There's going to be a lot of rain if you're in the southeast United States and Florida. The panhandle is going to get a lot of rain, but even the entire peninsula should be getting some, according to this thing out in the Gulf. Hey, here's another thing. I've done a show on this before back when we had Irma. But when the Lightning lost on Wednesday night and I was just bummed out, I actually looked at the weather. I was like, oh, cool, okay, tropical depression. There's something. Like, I just wanted something just to do, you know? Like, I was so sad. You know how you get so wrapped up in these sports teams and, like, you start pinning all your hopes on it. You eat, sleep, and breathe this stuff. And then the team loses eventually after a big, long playoff run. And you're just like, oh, God, like, I just have, like, my regular life now. That kind of sucks. Like, you just got so wrapped up in it. And you know what? They're not going to pay your bills. If the Lightning had won the Stanley Cup, my life wouldn't have been different. I would have been much happier as a fan. But, I mean, I still, we all have whatever on Monday morning, work, spouses, kids, family, whatever the hell it is, you know. But the Lightning lost Wednesday, and like Wednesday night I was on Twitter after the game just bummed out and just, you know, reading all these postmortems and just wallowing in it. And then I was like, I actually perked up when I saw the tropical depression, because I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, here's something. Maybe I'm just bored in life, because I'm always looking for something just to be happening that I can follow, whether it's sports, whether it's tropical storms, or you know, I mean, I was just like, hey, okay, here's a thing going on that I can talk about with people. But seriously, it doesn't have to be a wild, windy hurricane to cause, you know, problems for people. And in fact, water is a lot of times a much bigger issue than the wind is, even though the wind gets glamorized for these storms. And this is going to have a lot of water. So, you know, we don't know exactly how much or where yet. But just whatever you're doing, be safe this weekend. Have a great Memorial Day. I'm rooting for Danica in the Indy 500. Screw the haters. I love her. I've always loved her. She's retiring after this race. I would love to see her win it and go out with a bang. And now she's dating Aaron Rodgers, so there's a football connection with that. I'm Bobby Fenton. That's the Free Stretch. Email me. And if you hate me or love me, either way, email me. I want to hear from you. BobbyGameDay@yahoo.com is my email address. And if you want to catch me on Twitter, @BobbyGameDay. That's it for this week, folks. Have a happy Memorial Day weekend. Be safe. We'll talk again next week. And wherever you are, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. And let's go, Bucks.